And
we're live.
Awesome. Perfect. Hi. Welcome to Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan Marin. And with me today, I have
Jennifer Rosas.
And I have
Nancy Brown.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for spending 30 minutes of our afternoon and our evening together to learn a little bit more about you guys and the organizations and businesses that you represent. So let's get into it. Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background?
So I own Cardinal Frame and Art in downtown San Marcos. I've been framing for a little over 25 years, and I took over the business from the original owners in 2018.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you were you working there before you bought the business from them?
Yeah, I worked for them for a few years
and then beforehand. Kind of already knew operations, mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nancy, give us a little introduction and a background and what you do.
I'm on the board of directors for the San Marcos Art League, and I manage the San Marcos Art Center, which is right next to Jennifer's Cardinal Shop. She's also on the board of directors at the San Marcos Art League. So
you guys are literally neighbors.
Yes, it's That's really awesome. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So cool. And two businesses right next to each other that kind of coexist, right?
They sure you can't do. Have
paintings mm-hmm. without frames and
true.
Vice versa. What are you going to frame if not a painting? But cool. So I'm going to start off. This is kind of a broad question I'm going to be asking both of y'all. Like, what motivated you to start, you know, to buy that business, Jennifer?
The opportunity arose just working for Hugh and Vicky, the original owners. It was a good business. We have a good clientele, mm-hmm. and they were ready to retire, and we made it happen.
Made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And what made you get involved with the San Marcos Art League?
I retired in 2019, and mm-hmm. we moved down here to San Marcos from Austin. I'm an Austin girl.
Oh, okay.
My husband went to school here,
nice.
And we found this amazing house. And then about the time that COVID was starting to hit, I started taking glass lessons, stained glass lessons
awesome.
With Catherine Welch, who was the president of the Art League. And I was asked to be on the board because mm-hmm. of my work background and
yeah.
interest in the arts. And I did watercolor and woodworking mm-hmm. and now glass.
That's awesome. So you just mm-hmm. get to work with all different kinds of tools.
Medium, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have your studio here or is
in my backyard?
In your backyard yeah. or do you work out of the center as well?
No. Yeah. Not a lot of soldering.
I was about to say it sounds kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Have you kind of
cutting glass,
yeah.
soldering, yeah,
that's a good
not
point.
No.
Well, I have you get a lot of people workshop. Who want to help you at the art center, I'm sure though. That would be awesome. So awesome. Let me hear more about, you know, the businesses. What are some of the services that the framing business offers?
I do, you know, pretty much any kind of picture framing, refitting people's orders, you know, fixing old frames. I do have some artwork for sale in the business as well.
Nice.
So just general framing stuff.
All right.
Custom framing.
And then what does the Art League in San Marcos too.
Oh, that's a big wide question.
What are some of the what are some of the services or?
Well, one of the things that we started after I came on the board in early 2020 was a project that we call Art Scared. So we have Art Squared, which is the second Saturday of every month, which mm-hmm. is the craft market. So we had to have, and we have Art Shared, where we have people bring in and then take out various art
art supplies.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
So we have Art Squared and Art Shared. So of course we have to have Art Scared, and the story behind that is the little town that I grew up in was up in New York, and mm-hmm. it's one of those George Washington slept here towns. I mean, it's been around forever and ever, and every Halloween the merchants in the downtown area would invite kids to come and paint Halloween scenes and fall scenes mm-hmm. and so on their windows. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the square down here, and San Marcos is larger than the town I grew up in, but the mm-hmm. the setup was perfect. And so I brought that to the board and said, how about if we collaborate with the school, with the independent school district, and see if we can get kids down here to paint.
I guess paint the windows?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be cool. Yeah, and so last year was the fifth year that we've done it.
It's, oh, that's awesome.
It's a huge success. And it, you know, it stimulates business downtown because the parents and the grandparents and the family come down and see what their kids did, and it gets the business owners involved, and it's just, it's really fun.
That's awesome.
So that's the Art League does
really,
that.
That's a really, really cool initiative.
Thank you.
How does a business get involved with that? I have a
couple.
You should definitely have them come and paint my windows.
Yeah, we'll talk. In August, we'll talk.
Yes, we will talk about that.
We had about 70 windows. I mean, it's really, people really like it.
I'll give you all my windows.
Okay, good. So we need more kids. We have about somewhere between 50 and 60 kids that show up.
They come in and decorate the entire square. That is so cool.
What ages on the kids?
Kindergarten through high school.
Going to get a lot of stick figures, but I'm excited for it.
Oh, you would be surprised at the level of talent out there in this community. I mean, there is such a, in San Marcos in general, has this huge sort of, not undeveloped, but developing, I would say,
that's
art community.
Yeah.
And so we're tapping into it when they're really little.
Mm-hmm. I apologize to any fourth graders that were insulted by what I said.
Well, some of them are stick figures. That's true.
We have judges, and then they get the winners get prizes. So that's
awesome.
We do raise money for this because it's free to the kids. Mm-hmm. And we started it when COVID was going on.
Of course.
You know, it was October 2020, I guess. And so we had to space them out and bring them in at different times and have hand cleanser and sanitizer, and we gave them masks.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, we don't worry too much about that, but
of course,
do provide all the painting materials, the brushes, water, all that kind of stuff. So we have to raise money from the community. A lot of the businesses downtown do make donations to that, and especially HEB and the Kiwanis Club also is a large donor to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so not only will I hit you up for windows.
Maybe a donation too. That's okay. If it goes to, you know, making the square look good and getting
wonderful.
The community involved, I'm all in. So this leads me on to like my next thing. You know, thank you for telling us about this cool event that's going to happen in October. Are there any events or any upcoming events that are going on that you guys are excited about?
We have the Downtown City Arts Festival. It'll be the first one that's happening.
First City Arts Festival? This is the first time hearing about it, too.
April 12th, and it's Art Fest is what they're calling it. And they actually, because of our experience with Art Scared, asked us to put together...
There goes our fire department doing their job.
To put together a project for them, and we're calling it the Chalk Walk. Where we're going to collaborate with the school system and bring kids downtown to draw chalk on the sidewalks.
That's so cool.
So, we're very excited about that. And the city is sponsoring all of that.
And it's happening during the San Marcos Studio Tour.
Okay.
And also Art Square that same day.
And
there's
going to
be
a bunch of
stuff.
Yeah.
On Kissing Alley, they're going to have speakers and panels and music.
What day exactly is
April 12th.
April 12th.
It's a Saturday,
Okay.
And it starts 9, 10?
10 or something like
that.
The and then
chalk
just depends
walk
on the businesses.
Yeah,
how
the chalk walk is 10 to 2. And it's up on their website. It's going to be up on our website, the San Marcos Art League website. And all of that information has gone to the art teachers at the school. So if you have kids who want to sign up, now's the time to do it.
That is awesome. Yes, please do. Get everybody involved with this community art project. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I know the city, Main Street, has put out an event on Facebook, and then if you go to the city website, you'll see some more information on that. Jesse Floetta has been in here and talked about that, we've got one of our shows running with some more information on that as well.
Nice. And we'll be able to share some of that?
Sure. I mean, that's it's in our it's every other week here we have a show called San Marcos in Focus, and Josie came in talked about all the stuff going on downtown, and
nice.
That's one of the new ones that they've got this year. It's a first, and they're really trying to knock it out of the park, I think,
yeah.
And they're really putting a lot of effort into that. And it's going to be interesting with the kids
mm-hmm.
with the chalk, and that's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time. So I know that we spoke a little bit about challenges, you know, like COVID and the pandemic. Tell me, you know, what are some of the challenges that you guys have faced while operating here in the downtown area? And, you know, how have you guys been able to overcome them?
I don't know. San Marcos has kind of an unpredictable sales market.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
That's kind of a weird thing about San Marcos as far as... Sometimes your busiest month or mine is in the middle of the summer. Sometimes it's January. So it's hard to predict,
yeah.
You know, sales forecast, stuff like that. Downtown's not too bad, like parking and stuff like that. We don't really have an issue except Saturdays.
That is tough. Saturday mornings
yeah,
is rough.
Saturday's probably my worst day for parking for customers. During the day over there on the square, parking's not bad, so that hasn't been an issue.
Mm-hmm. I think our biggest challenge is space.
Mm-hmm.
We could be doing a whole lot more. You know, we like to think of ourselves as a community
mm-hmm.
organization. That's why it's the San Marcos Art Center, not
mm-hmm.
the San Marcos Gallery.
Yeah.
Because we really try to be community oriented, and
yeah.
we could be doing things like offering classes if we had the room.
Mm.
And we just don't. And we want to stay downtown. We want to stay really around the square if we possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you get so much foot traffic too.
Yeah.
And so many people that see.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived in San Marcos. You know, I got here in fall of 2012, my freshman year, and I've seen that Cardinal Framing shop
mm-hmm.
for the last, you know, I guess 13 years since I've gotten here.
Mm-hmm.
Not once have I walked in there.
Yeah.
Not once. I've seen it, but I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's one of those things where it's like, I've never, you know, but I know what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
immediately when you tell me this is the business, I can picture what it looks like. You know, I can see the Cardinal, everything, and it's a beautiful store. You know, I'm silly that I haven't gone to go get anything framed, but
mm-hmm.
that's just my life. I've never had a need to go get anything framed.
Uh-huh.
Maybe my diploma. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I should definitely frame my diploma.
Come see me for
yes,
that.
I
she
need
did
to go
my
find
daughter's
it first.
Diploma.
It's somewhere. It's probably under my bed. I don't know. But yeah, no, thank you for sharing about these challenges. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, opportunities. Do you guys see any opportunities for growth within your respective business and organization? Or what would it take?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I'm just like a single person working the whole shop. So I stay really busy. So it's hard for me to think about future growth. Just try to
mm-hmm.
get my orders done.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward.
That's it. That's what you can. One day at a time, one foot in front of the other.
Well, I think if in terms of the Art League, not necessarily the Art Center, that we could certainly expand and have more activities like the Chalk Walk or Art Squared or Art Scared and so on.
So are there also just Art League members?
Yes.
Okay.
You can join
Tell
the
us
Art
about
League.
That membership.
I don't remember.
I don't know
so
how
it's
much
an annual
it is.
Membership.
Yeah.
It's I want to say it's under $40
yeah.
To be a member. You have a spot on our website that links to your, you know, social media or whatever.
Okay. Your art.
Yeah.
Page.
We have a year. We have an annual show every year that all members can be in. And then we have various shows at the Art Center that members can be a part of. And then we just try to.
Once a month, more or less, we have an exhibition. So we have about
mm-hmm.
30 artists who are more permanent. With air quotes, permanent.
Yeah.
And they pay a fee, and they work once a month, and so on. But we also have these exhibitions where people, they may be themed, or like next month we have the Kissing Tree show, so it'll be just for people who live in Kissing Tree.
Mm-hmm.
This month was the Texas State show, which was nice. We had Texas State students, alumni, faculty, staff, mm-hmm. Whoever, anybody who had anything to do with Texas State,
mm-hmm.
could join in for that. We normally charge a fee to enter those exhibitions. Mm-hmm. Members will have a reduced fee than non-members. We have a social once a year, mm-hmm. and we had that at Kissing Tree actually this year, and dancers. The year before we had belly dancers. It was at the Price Center. So because we have a lot of members, we certainly can't fit them in the little gallery over mm-hmm. here. And then the members show once a year as well.
Okay. Which is usually at the Price Center as well.
It's very, very well attended. So we might have like 90 pictures hanging up. Mm-hmm. Or not just 2D, but you know, mm-hmm. we have felt artists, and we have sculptors, and we have people who do assemblages and
jewelry
and mm-hmm. glass.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so it isn't just necessarily paintings on the wall.
So these art shows, you mm-hmm. know, where do they usually take place? I know you said I know you said some of them are at Kissing mm-hmm. Tree, and then the Texas State one, was that one also at the
at the Art Center. Most of them are at the Art Center, except mm-hmm. for the members show, because it's so big.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
And we'll move. We have generally what we call Aquatica show
uh-huh.
on Mermaid Month. So we're moving that to May to coincide with the whole mm-hmm. Mermaid Fest and parade.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
All right. Well, when we get back from our break, I will be asking you a little bit more about how our listeners can become more involved with the membership. And then, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more, but after this break.
And you're listening to Downtown Discoveries here on KCSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. And as a reminder, the views expressed on this show, those are the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KCSM or SMTXCRA. We're going to be right back with you after these announcements.
A woman to murder. Find out Thursday, March 20th, 3 p.m. at the Price Center, where we'll honor Women's History Month with a live reading of Susan Gluspell's provocative short play, Trifles, followed by a question and answer session on the experiences of women in the justice system, today and in 1916 when the play was first performed. Join us to find out what really happened that
day. KZSM recognizes these local supporters of the 2025 San Marcos Music Awards. What's on Your Mind Design, Listen San Marcos, Kit Massage, Gumby's Pizza, The Price Center, Insomnia Cookies, Billy McNabb Attorney at Law, Twin Liquors, 11 Media Productions, Jams Music, Miracle Leaf, Big Man's Kitchen, Christopher Paul Cardoza, 003 Productions, She Wolf V Media, and JJB Productions. Thanks for supporting True Community Radio. KZSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, and KZSM.org.
Local artist Tawny Bates is bringing her creative energy to the Price Center for a new four-part series of art meetups mixing creativity and the roll of a die. Bates is a resident artist at Eye of the Dog Art Center in San Marcos. Her focus is sewing felt stuffies, but she is accomplished in a multitude of media. Participants in On a Creative Roll will dive into different art forms by learning the basics about a specific medium. Artists will then work on a project that will take them through a unique and creative process of using dice to decide the various aspects of that session's project. Bates will hold four sessions on two Fridays in March on the 14th and the 21st from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 in the newly renovated upstairs studio at the Price Center, and will focus on drawing and letting the die take it from there. Two more classes will be held in April. All skill levels are welcome. The classes are free and open to all.
And we're back from our break. I'm here with Jennifer and Nancy, and we are talking about framing, and we're also talking about the San Marcos Art League. And it's been incredible learning more about you guys and learning more about your organizations and your businesses.
I want to know, you know, has there been a lot of collaboration between, you know, you and the community? If so, could you guys tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's the art market, which is the downtown community market that we have. I've been with Cardinal Frame and Art. I used to do like the wine walk and stuff like that when it was going on. There hasn't been a lot of opportunities to do that. Although I'm going to do the Arts Fest day, I'm going to have something in the frame shop.
There's no more wine walks?
There haven't been wine walks.
No. We need to write a letter. We need to get that back.
Yeah, the wine walks were a lot of fun. I enjoyed.
I loved doing that.
Yeah.
I remember doing that in New Braunfels, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't wine. It was
Wassel walks or something.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to have the third Thursday downtown, which was a lot of fun. Oh. And they stopped doing that.
You did that last year.
I did it at the Art Center, but it was just one business.
Yeah.
And just like we kept the Thursday night Kissing Trees going, or Kissing Trees, the Kissing Alley concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of downtown activity, and it'd be nice to see that happen again.
It was really nice.
If we could band together and do some Thursday night stuff, would be nice.
I wonder who would organize that. Would it be somebody with the city, or would it be?
Yeah, it's getting the resources from the city, number one. But then setting up events is difficult for them, and so that's where sometimes it comes out that, you know, we may talk here. We've got some concerts that we're looking at doing over here on the courthouse steps with the Kissing Alley is going to be under construction. And so we're looking at doing some things there. And that's where I think this is good, that we can get the downtown businesses. We talk here on the show and we can connect and come up with some neat ideas. So who knows? Let's see where we got.
It sounds like this partnership and collaboration for some cool event is going to happen very soon. And we're going to have wine walks again.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Well, let's move on more into community engagement. You know, how do you guys usually, is it mostly just the city events that you guys look out to, or how often do you reach out to like get more people to join your organization or to come into framing?
Like with the Art League, we have our annual social every year where we try to get our members to renew and
bring new members
at that point. And there, people just wander into the Art Center and they like it, and so they want to know more. There was a group from Kissing Tree there today, and every one of them wanted to join. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just got four new members right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. And you got to meet our intern here,
Haley, one of our interns
for It's What's New. She stopped in and said, hey.
So it's a lot, and that's the good thing about being downtown and on the square, is that foot traffic.
That's true, yeah. The foot traffic on the square keeps all of us fed and happy.
That's why we're here. You know, it's you pay a premium to be downtown, but you get that traffic.
Yeah.
And there is the folks that walk by here, the folks that stop in, and that, you know, I've got my stories today, too, of people that have stopped by and that are new to the community, wanting to learn about the community. And that's where we're all involved in that.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you guys a little bit about your personal insights. I just want to go there really quick before we wrap up in 7 minutes. I know I said I wasn't going to do any gotcha journalism, but can you, you know, give any advice to somebody in San Marcos looking to start a business or get involved with an organization?
Well, you know, just going to events where you meet. I mean, it's easy to meet a lot of the people in San Marcos, like the downtown events that they host. They only do a social now once a year, I think, the Downtown Association. But there's like the Chamber of Commerce where you can mix with a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one of my suggestions.
I mean, I've found the art community in San Marcos to be so open and welcoming. It's almost like you just reach out and touch someone and you're a part of it. I had somebody a month and a half ago, just send in a note to the Art Center website and said, I'd like to do volunteer work. And so I met with her, and now she's going to docent for us, and she's going to help out on the chalk walk. Awesome. I mean, that's all it really takes is just reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful advice. Thank you, guys. One last question before we wrap up. Your vision for San Marcos, for the future of downtown San Marcos. This is my favorite question to ask is, you know, what do you guys see? You know, like, what is your vision in your perfect world? The best kind of future for San Marcos.
I'd like to see more shops on the square, more downtown shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping San Marcos small is a nice mm-hmm. look, keeping it looking old.
Yeah.
I mean, not old as in dilapidated, but like a cute old downtown.
Historic.
I love that historic.
Yeah.
That feel.
I like, you know, the art vibe, the kind of counterculture vibe is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want it to be like a super expensive place to have to go shop.
No,
you know,
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to turn into Austin 2025, you know? It's got its own flavor and its own feel to it. I'd like there to be more shops like the San Market that came in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they're cute little stuff to buy and souvenirs, and but also art stuff. And
yeah.
More of that rather than, pardon me, another bar or another tattoo shop.
It's okay. As a bar owner, I would appreciate there not being another
no
bar.
No more bars.
No more bars. Stop it.
Or and I mean, I have my own tattoos, but how many tattoo shops do we need? Yeah. So it would be nice to have more general merchandise. So, you know, like a shopping destination for people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps the ecotourism of everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for answering my questions. We're going to do some final thoughts. Is there anything else that you guys would like to share with our listeners?
If you need something custom framed, come see me.
There you go. All right. Well,
and come on downtown on April 12th.
And how can our listeners contact you? Yes. Do not forget. April 12th is exactly, you know, Art Center is where we're going to be, right?
Yeah, well, Art Center.
And all around the square.
Kissing Alley.
Just come to the square.
Just come to the square.
Come
right
to the square
downtown.
Saturday
and you'll be
morning.
Good.
Yeah. And get here early because parking does fill up.
Uh-huh.
We didn't mention that. Yeah. But how can these people contact you guys or find more information about your businesses?
I have a website, cardinalframe.art, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
The Art League is on Instagram and Facebook as well and has its own website. It's
www.artleaguesmtx.org.
And the Art Center is artcenter.com, okay. sanmarcosartcenter.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, that just about wraps it all up, and I appreciate you guys so much for spending the time to talk to me and tell me about yourselves, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.